Isn't it interesting, too, that the number one love verse of the Old Testament, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, which a lot of people think Jesus said that for the first time, but in reality, Jesus was quoting Leviticus. They asked him, what's the greatest commandment in the law? And then he refers back to the law, and he says, love the Lord your God. He said, and they didn't even ask him for the second commandment. He threw in the bonus commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself, from Leviticus 19. And isn't it interesting that love thy neighbor as thyself, Leviticus 19, is right between Leviticus 18 that says that sodomites are an abomination, and Leviticus 20 that says they should be put to death. You know what that tells me is that teaching the truth about the sodomites and the transvestites is compatible with the love of God. Amen. It's compatible with the love of God. Amen. You see, anybody with a brain in their head for thousands and thousands of years, when they read Leviticus and when they read Deuteronomy, when they got to this part, they weren't just like reading along like, oh, love your brother and help him out with his ox. And it's like, you know, those who cross-dress an abomination, like, ah! They weren't horrified by that verse. They weren't offended by that verse. They're just like, well, yeah. Of course. Because here's the thing. Real love, love that is without dissimulation, the Bible says, is when you love the good and hate the evil. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, abhor. This is a New Testament verse, by the way, since if you're not familiar with this. Romans chapter 12 says, let love be without dissimulation, and it says, abhor that which is evil. Right. Abhor that which is evil. If somebody tells you, oh, I don't abhor anything or anyone or any, you know, then that just tells me that they're fake. Yep. They're just being fake. And that's what the Bible says, let love be without dissimulation. Don't be fake with your love. Just, I mean, I just love everybody. You know, the person who just loves Charles Manson and Satan and the Pope and everything, you know, they don't love anybody. They don't love you either. They're just a liar. That's right. They're just fake, okay? Because real love understands that you can't love the flowers without hating the weeds. You can't love children without hating the pedophiles that want to destroy them. It's that simple. If you say you love pedophiles, you're saying you hate my children. And you know what? I hate you. If that's how you feel. Because I love my children. I love the Lord. I love his people. And anyone who would harm these little ones, it would be better for a millstone to be tanged around his neck and for him to be cast into the sea than that he should harm one of these little ones. Anyone who loves children feels that way.